Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, how's it? It is Wednesday, the 26th of August, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Starting in Nigeria, the government expects the third and fourth quarters to reflect the continued effects of a slowdown after the economy contracted by 6.1% in the second quarter. Policymakers face a raft of challenges. Inflation rose to 12.82% in July, its highest level more than 2 years, and the unemployment rate stood at 27.1% in the second quarter. Nigeria's economy was already grappling with a sluggish growth before the pandemic, following the 2016 recession. The International Monetary Fund sees Nigeria's GDP falling by 5.4% this year, while the government expects the economy to shrink by as much as 8.9%. And South Africa's mining industry has given the green light for the sale of AngloGold Ashanti's last remaining asset in the country to Harmony Gold, on the condition that it does not delist from the JSE Stock Exchange. Harmony agreed in February to buy rival AngloGold Ashanti's assets in South Africa, including Mponeng, the world's deepest gold mine, for about $300 million. And Botswana's government says there is a risk that it will be unable to renew the 10-year sales agreement with De Beers before the end of December, when the current one expires, as the COVID-19 pandemic has delayed negotiations. De Beers, part of Anglo-American, says it could continue to operate under the existing agreement temporarily in the event of a delay. Steel producer ArcelorMittal South Africa has declared a force majeure after a breakdown of a blast furnace at its Newcastle works in KwaZulu-Natal province. ArcelorMittal, also the biggest steelmaker on the continent, produces close to 4.4 million tons of finished steel products in South Africa via four main steel plants. The company says it is unable to predict production losses due to the uncertainty around when it will be fixed. And the Johannesburg Stock Exchange closed firmer on Wednesday, while the Rand snapped a three-day winning streak as global markets await more signs of a stimulus ahead of the US Jackson Hole Symposium. The JSE All Share Index gained 0.8% to finish off at 56,572 points. Nigeria's stock market extended its positive performance on Wednesday as well by 0.15%, following significant upward movement in prices of medium to large cap stocks. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Thank you guys for joining us. See you again tomorrow. Remember to subscribe, smash that subscribe button, and just leave us a review. It really does make a difference. Thank you so much. Cheers.